This is the examination of the hidden human condition.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers Podcast.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
We are talking with Hidden Killers daily contributor Robin Drake, retired FBI special agent and chief of the counterintelligence behavioral analysis program. Robin, I'm wanting to talk about Rex Heureman, but there's another player that has entered into this conversation, and that is the former chief of police on Suffolk County, or in Suffolk County on Long Island, James Burke, who was arrested just the other day for soliciting a sex worker at a park. This is someone who was in charge of the Suffolk County Police a majority of the years where we believe that Heureman was active. What does this speak to with someone who's actively out in that community, going and frequenting the community for their services? And then you have someone like this, God knows if there's many more out there too, and nothing gets done. Nobody's looking at these things because maybe the police chief doesn't want any microscopes looking at him as well.
Yeah, shocking and sad, isn't that one? I read this, I was shocked and appalled like everyone else was. But now when you start putting together it, you know, sadly, it might make sense that it took so long for this, because the true tragic part here is when he blocked other agencies like the FBI from being involved.
I want to talk about that because he did do that. What?
Yep.
Tell me exactly, you know, how that works, where you have a local jurisdiction, you do have the FBI that is involved. How does, I guess, you know, from a general standpoint of just the layman out here, one thing, so the FBI is involved, they're in charge, and they override anything that the local authorities say. Not so much always the case, correct?
Very rarely, actually. Yeah. And having been in New York City and worked with NYPD and Suffolk and Nassau mm-hmm. police departments and all the other sister agencies, very rarely are you lead.
Yeah.
It depends on the statute, depends on whether it's a federal statute that you're prosecuting or local. And this is a local case. And so what generally happens is if you have a good relationship between the executives of organizations like the chief of police in Nassau or Suffolk or the NYPD and the head of the FBI office in New York, then what happens is when something tragic happens like this, both parties go to each other and say, hey, what can I do to assist you? In this case, since it happened out in Suffolk, you know, FBI, our Long Island resident agency would have gone to them under the direction of the New York field office in Manhattan and said, hey, here we are. What resources do you need? Here's what we have. We have profilers. We have expertise. We have people that have interviewers. We have forensics. We have the lab. We have all these resources that we can offer you, which helps move that investigation forward in a very productive way.
Yeah.
And they've returned away.
Is that a red flag when the FBI is turned away from a local jurisdiction when they don't have those sort of resources? I mean, it's understandable if they're like, you know, we got some of this, we can do this or that. I mean, quite often it's probably not anywhere near what the FBI can offer. But in a case like this where they're like, no, we're good, does that not set off any red flags? Or is, even if it does set off red flags individually for, you know, yourself or another agent, is there anything that can be done when, like, this seems really strange that this jurisdiction is not wanting our help when we really could make a difference?
So now I'm going to lift the entire veil for everyone.
Okay.
The total 100% matrix behind the code reality of this is when that happens, and I have seen this a lot in my career, first reaction of the case agent like me on the ground is, wow, there must be a problem between our executives. They're just asses.
Okay.
I mean, there's no other way to put it, that there's a personality conflict, and you first blame the personalities involved, that their egos are too big. There must be a personality clash. So I've never had a case in my career where I said they must be hiding something. You just figure that people are jerks.
Okay.
Because that is 99% of the time what happens, and it happens more frequently than not. Now, now you have two camps inside of every single organization. I don't care whether it's law enforcement or whether it's, you know, public. You have people that are about the mission, and then you have people that are about their careers, and you have people that are riding the two things together. If you have a case agent or an investigator that is 100% about the mission and willing to sacrifice their career, maybe their reputation, to battle their executive management to get things moving because they think something's wrong, and their executive management also tends to be more mission-oriented than career-oriented, you might be able to make a difference and get in there. But if you're dealing with people that are more focused on their own careers, not ruffling feathers, making sure they get that next promotion, you're going to be fighting a losing battle. And so knowing, having that awareness as an investigator and an executive at all these levels, that's what these people get paid the big bucks for. I'm not kidding. This is how cases are made. They're about managing not just the case, but they're managing the people involved with the case in order to move it forward, because it takes a lot of resources from a lot of different organizations, a lot of different people, to bring all this evidence together to make a prosecution and first to find the perpetrator. In order to do that, you're not just, people just aren't lining up to do the right thing because it's the right thing to do. Egos and vanity get involved in these things, unfortunately. And this is one of those cases where it totally undermined the investigation, I think.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.